Congressman Chuck Fleischmann in here just for a little bit now. So you got a break here. What are you doing other than swinging by with donuts and hanging out
well,
with
Low Lives? Thank you. We have had my break was Friday. We're going right back today. Votes tonight. Going back on the 18th. I was with the president last week and the vice president at the White House. Had a wonderful visit. Just very busy. The tax vote is critically important. But the thing that I'm working on most, because I'm an appropriator, I'm not, tax is pretty much the purview of the Ways and Means Committee.
Yeah.
There's conferees appointed between the House and the Senate now. I will have a vote on that. But what I'm actually working on is the House appropriations bills. We passed all 12 appropriations bills. Chick Locke is in very good shape.
Good.
Incredible shape. Thank God. That's been incredible. Big contract has just been awarded on that. But we still, before the end of the year, have got to work on budget and funding the government, and that's the part that
we got a 2-week extension.
Yeah, that's right.
2 weeks. That's the way I planned.
Avoided the shutdown, right? Paycheck to paycheck, baby.
Which I voted for.
Yeah.
So, but yes, they told us we'll be voting on the 22nd, and maybe later. If not, we'll be right back on the 3rd. Literally, of my 7 years in Washington in the House,
my busiest year.
Unbelievable.
I watched the Trump rally from Pensacola on Friday.
Yeah.
If I were to ask the average person, not you, Congress, sure, how many pieces of legislation have been passed that Trump has signed?
Zero major legislation.
Said zero major is absolutely
major,
correct.
Yeah.
But he said, and he said, 80. The number is 88, which is one of the highest in the history of.
And that's not accounting executive orders.
No. He said 88 pieces of legislation.
Yeah. So he has
and everyone, and of course, he mocked. He goes, "Yeah." They say, "Well, Trump hasn't had anything passed." He goes, "We passed 88 pieces of legislation. Now it could be for, you know, National Groundhog Day."
I was gonna ask you about the law, but basically, things are good there. Any timeline
on the lock?
Yes,
it's just got a big contract now. Should be completed by 2022 or 2023. Like most construction projects, more money is going towards it. Should be $78 million next year. We've got money on the lock the last 4 years straight, which is incredible. It was probably the hardest thing I ever had to work on legislatively. We fixed a broken system. It's going very well. We just need to keep it moving forward.
That was one of your top priorities. Am I right?
Oh, yes, no doubt.
Absolutely.
Well, the people demanded it here.
Yeah,
anyway.
Sure. No question.
Well, just less than a minute ago, got to ask you, the Me Too thing, the wave, it hit the Senate harder, but it's hit the House as well. The atmosphere has got to be chilled.
It is. I want everyone to know I am a lead co-sponsor of the bill that is going to do away with this fund that pays for sexual harassment
claims. The secret fund that doesn't let us know who's getting sued for what and who's getting the money.
That's correct. And this was passed in 1995 before I went to Congress. And basically, so we will basically do away with that. And for our listeners, what that meant was for a sexual harassment claim or something like that. And another one came out that another congressman, they paid, I think, $120,000 for.
Jeez,
and the like.
So our money.
So that has got to go away. That will go away.
Your prediction on Roy Moore?
He'll win.
He will win?
He will win.
Will he be seated?
That's an open question on the Senate side. It really is.
That's interesting.
It's going to be ugly.
I'm glad it's a Senate race and not a House race.
I got you.
So, the House has been busy this year. 394 pieces of legislation.
What?
It's been incredible. We've rolled back a lot of Obama mandates and things like that. So very busy year, but really, I'm just glad to be here.